you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today on Daily Pop, Chrissy Teigen faces more major backlash. Plus, the Pam and Tommy miniseries is being slammed. You won't believe which of Pam's friends is coming out swinging. I'm here today with Liliana Vasquez.
Hello.
And Selling Sunset star Chrishell Stouts, everybody. Woo-hoo. I'm going to need your selling skills, honey, because there's a lot going on today in pop culture. Can we get to it?
Let's do it.
Courtney Love has some strong feelings when it comes to the upcoming Hulu series about her friend Pamela Anderson. In a Facebook post that has now been removed, she wrote, "I find this so effing outrageous. When Pam and Tommy's sex tape was out, it destroyed my friend Pamela's life. My heart goes out to Pammy further, causing her complex trauma and shame on Lily James, whoever the F she is." What do you think of Courtney's comments?
Oh. Well, I mean, she's definitely not one to mince words. We have to give her that. She's always been very outspoken, and I think that that's an interesting take, you know, because she saw the fallout of it. So I have sympathy because she saw sides of it that we didn't even know. And this is the first time I'm learning. I thought it was about Baywatch because I saw the photos. I didn't know they were covering that part.
Would you grow up? Well, I want to be where you were in La La Land.
Well, I saw Lily in the red, you know, bikini. Yeah. So now it makes more sense, you know, her statement. I'm like, oh, we're covering that part of the story. Okay.
For sure. You know, but it's so interesting because I'm like, I've pretty much seen it all. I mean, yeah. The only thing that Hulu can show me now at this point is a CAT scan because I've seen the ins, the outs, everything. And I think a lot of people feel that way too. But we're talking about the backlash of what happened in 1998. No one had a sex tape. No one was filming themselves having sex. Now I read a new report that out of 500 people, 1 in 22 said they filmed themselves either having sex or masturbating just for their own pleasure. So I don't think it's as big of a deal as it used to be. But let me ask you a question. Should we be avoiding celebrity trauma when it comes to these specials and these miniseries?
I mean, have you watched The Crown?
Exactly.
Has anybody watched The Crown? Because it seems the entire world has watched The Crown. And I know that Diana is not here anymore. But when you think about these movies and these films and these miniseries that we can't stop talking about, most of them are based on real life trauma. And as an audience, we want to watch it. Now, I'm not saying that that Courtney Love isn't being a great friend to Pam. Like you said, she lived that with her. So of course she should stand up for her. But to throw Lily James under the bus for something that Hollywood and our industry does over and over and over again, to me, just seems like so short-sighted. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I think about some of the movies that like The Hurt Locker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like American Sniper, like all of these movies were built on trauma and the experience that real life human beings went through. So I get it. And like you said, what is there left? We've all seen it. Unless there's something else that Hulu has, which in that case, I can't wait to watch.
This could be good for her, actually, because think about what the Britney Spears documentary did, you know? So if anything, maybe it could give Pam a whole
new,
you know, out in front. We're all going to love her even more and kind of see what she went through. And this could be really great for her career.
100%. But I hope she has back end on that sex tape, because you know the minute this miniseries comes out, it's going to have a new surge of people wanting to relive that whole moment again. So I hope that she has some ownership.
I mean, at least a $1.99 download on iTunes. include, I mean, like a, not a 99 cent, like a 199 download. But I have to ask you a question, because when I saw this comment, I immediately thought of you. So I get what she was saying. She's backing up her best friend. What, on a shade of 0 to 10 of shady, how shady was the I don't even know who Lily James is comment?
I think that was her being honest. I think Courtney Love sits at her house, smokes cigarettes, and reads old magazines with her face on it. I don't think she is like dealing with who Lily James is. And to be completely honest, I hate to say this, there might be a movie about Lily James 30 years down the line about what happened with Dominique West. There might be a special about that. It's fair game. On top of, I like the celebrity moments where I get to see a mini series about something. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know what anorexia is if it wasn't for Tracy Gold putting her story out there. I wouldn't know what HIV was if it wasn't for Greg Louganis putting his, you know, shout out to Lifetime, because they used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
So sometimes it can be educational, like what not to do with a video camera in 1998 with a hot rocker.
Or do it. Please. Did you see Tommy Lee in that?
Oh, I was all
time. Okay. It's early morning. Let's not talk about that.
I would have filmed it too. There is another massive blow for Chrissy Teigen this morning. Her cookware line was apparently just dropped from Macy's website after Chrissy admitted to bullying Courtney Stodden. Now, remember last week, Chrissy apologized after being accused of encouraging Courtney to commit suicide. How bad do you think this is going to get for Chrissy? I honestly think it's not going to get as bad really quickly. She's really lucky that Macy's did not put a comment out. Because
they haven't yet.
They haven't yet. But once one corporation puts out a comment, other corporations feel like they have to follow suit.
Yeah.
So right now, it's not that bad. But I have to imagine, after going through what Roseanne Barr went through, this is going to get ugly.
I think it's going to get messier. We did talk about this last week, and, you know, I thought about it more, and I thought about kind of the nature of the comments and the fact that Chrissy was an adult when she made these comments, and she was making these comments encouraging self-harm to a 16-year-old girl at the time. And when you think about that, listen, we've all had like fire fingers on Twitter. I'm very guilty of it. I don't know, Crystal, have you ever like regretted it?
Oh, of course.
All the time, Justin. I mean,
all day.
Listen, it happens. But, but the thing is what she said, and she didn't just do it to Courtney Stodden. When you look at this, this was something that she was going through. I think people, when you hate yourself and you're going through something really difficult, you kind of project that out there. I mean, the things that she said to Lindsay Lohan, you know, I mean, listen, I'm not a fan of Sarah Palin, but I don't think that you should ever encourage someone to kill themselves. Like, that's just not okay. And then this is what really did it for me. The comments that she made about Quvenzhané Wallace when she was 9 years old. Yeah. I'm sorry. She's a child. She was 9 years old at the time. But clearly, Chrissy was going through something really terrible at the time, and I empathize with anyone who's going through trauma, but at the same time, this is going to get worse because people are now uncovering what was going on and what was being tweeted, and she does need to be held accountable, again, especially when you are an adult tweeting or saying something negative to a child. Mm. That is not okay.
100%. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think when Roseanne Barr did have those insensitive tweets come out on a Sunday, by Monday, you know, it was like her head was on the platter. Why do you think America and Hollywood is taking their time with Chrissy Teigen?
I have to say, she's been super open about, you know, dealing with alcoholism and all those things. And so I do tend to be on the side of let people, you know, get better and not let cancel them completely, you know, and I do feel like, you know, if you follow her, I feel like she does have a really good heart. This is obviously something she's embarrassed by. That being said, I know what you're saying. You know, we have to, there's a standard of things that aren't okay.
Yes.
And so I feel like with that kind of a thing, I think what you're asking, it's because that happened before she had millions and millions of people listening to every single thing she said. I think it kind of made a little bit of an uproar at the time, but it was minuscule compared to what it is now if she says something.
For sure. You know, I'm sitting here and I read some of the comments that you guys had on Twitter and Instagram that we were too soft on Chrissy when it came to this subject. I will say, I know for myself as a public figure, if I say something wrong and it goes out there, I am mortified.
Mortified.
So the fact that this is on daytime TV and we are not hiding from this story and we're bringing it to you and we're reading the tweets and we're reading the comments.
Totally.
That, I feel like, is enough. I'm also not going to hurt somebody who's hurting people because hurt people hurt people.
Exactly.
So why am I going to bully a bully when I'm telling her it's wrong? I don't believe in that, but I will bring you this story. I will follow this story. And although I love Chrissy Teigen as a celebrity, sometimes celebrities make mistakes and we have to call them out, which is what we're doing this morning.
And she's human. And I also think, you know, one of the distinctions that we need to make as a society is that there's a difference between holding someone accountable for their actions and canceling people, right? It's like we think of it as black and white, and it's not. There's a lot that lives in that space. And I think we are too quick to cancel, because oftentimes I think people confuse criticism with bullying, and bullying is a really strong word. In this situation, I think it applies, but oftentimes I don't. I think if you have a different opinion than someone, people come after you. You saw it happen this week. It was happening with Bella, right? Hadid. Like there's a difference there with disagreeing with someone's point of view and their opinion. So I think we need to make space for accountability and not only make space for cancel culture. Because I agree with you on that. And you're so good on that. You always say, like, people make mistakes. Like, we have to have forgiveness for people. It's just that canceling is not always. What do we learn from that?
That's why I deleted my Twitter. Still ahead, Halle Berry accused of loving her man more than he loves her. And yes, it's Monday, so she definitely clapped back. Plus, all the fashion hits and misses from the MTV Movie and TV Awards. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Great pleasure to share with you a sneak peek from a film that is the culmination of 10 years of work and one of the greatest... That's Nickelodeon!
I'm very, very sorry.
Just get a towel.
I'll get a towel.
Oh my God, that is Scarlett Johansson getting slimed by her husband, Colin Jost, while accepting her MTV Generation Award last night at the MTV Movie and TV Awards. I would be so pissed.
Oh.
I would be pissed.
It got in your eye makeup and everything.
Oh my God, that was wild. What was also wild last night was the fashion. Let's start with the outfit that got everyone talking this morning. Addison Rae walked the carpet in a daring two-piece outfit, showing off some major skin. What did you guys think?
Hot. Oh my God, I thought she brought the fire. I can see you guys don't agree. I just was like, wow.
No, I was just gonna say, that's how all my bras fit now that I'm pregnant. Because all of a sudden, I grew boobs over the last 2 months. So I'm like, oh, it's stylish. I should wear my bras like this. Because that is what I look. Okay,
for
I don't
sure.
look like that, but that's what my boobs look
That's what you're going to look like. Look, I love the blonde hair. I'm dying that she went there. I love the outfit. The only thing I hated about the outfit was the belt. The belt didn't make sense, and the black would have been so perfect. It would have been so in and so classic. I just think she went too far with the belt. I just would have went heavier with the jewels.
She knows how to get people talking.
For
we have to give her that.
100%.
It's all everybody was talking about.
It is, and she is really stepping up hair, glam, makeup, all of it. Like, she's working with, like, A-list artist.
Well, she better be.
No,
I mean, she's hanging out with Kourtney Kardashian. She better get the glam right.
No, but what I'm saying is not every social media celebrity does that, because they don't all have the budgets to do that. All I'm saying is she is, like, not holding back any punches. She's working with the best stylist in Hollywood. Didn't La Roche do that?
I don't know who did it.
Yeah. No, she's working with, like, amazing, amazing glam squads. So congrats to her. She looks amazing.
How's she affording La Roche? This was Mandy Moore's first major event since becoming a mom, and she was glowing in yellow. You guys, don't say one bad thing about this outfit, because I think this is one of the best looks I've seen on Mandy Moore. This whole situation is amazing.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I love the choice of a black shoe with a yellow.
Yes.
That is one of, like, my favorite details. I always look for this because people always try to, like, add another pop color. Black and Yellow. I'm telling you, there's a whole song about it. It Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow.
It's all there.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to be wearing later tonight. I'm in a yellow face, so I love
really?
This too. And I, yes.
We'll be on our best dress list tomorrow.
Yes. Now, Mandy's This Is Us co-star Justin Hartley made his red carpet debut with his girlfriend. What do you guys think of this one?
Yeah. Oh, I am not touching this one. You guys. Have a great time, and you let me know when you're done.
Justin, I want to hear what you think about it, because you made a little face.
Yeah, you know.
He just keeps saying you.
Yeah, you know when somebody shows up at the wrong, like, it's like two people are going to two different events, and you're like, wait, I told you we were going to a wedding, and he dressed for a barbecue. Like, it's like, just, you know.
This is me and my husband every weekend. He's like, where do you think you're going? We're just going to get coffee.
Yes.
This is exactly what it's like. He was going to get coffee. She was going to the TV video. That's all.
To All the Boys star Lana Condor, she was looking super glam in a sequin gown with full sleeves and a high neckline. Do you love or do you hate? I actually don't like this.
I don't like this.
I love Lana Condor. I think she has such a cute figure, and she just loses it in this moment. And it almost feels matronly to me.
You know, if you just cut the sleeves off of that dress and gave her that high black neckline,
gorgeous.
Sleeveless, with that silhouette on her body, gorgeous. It's too much fabric on her.
100%.
And she's petite.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you just cut the sleeves off, we would have like a winner, because I love it. And oh my gosh. And the jewelry, the hair, the makeup, all of it works.
It reminds me of those pillows that you like push them Chrishell? One way and then they push the other way, right?
Chrishell, you have, honestly, you earned the shady title today. That was the shadiest thing I've heard, and yes, we love it here. Thank you, Tom. Yes!
Justin of the day. Loses the crown!
No, it's a bad thing. Tonight is the unscripted portion of the MTV Movie and TV Awards, and we have a nominee among us. Chrishell is up for Best Fight for her battle on Selling Sunset with Christine Quinn. I have to ask you, though, aren't you mad that MTV didn't let people vote on who won the fight and who was wrong in the fight?
Oh, God. I don't know which way that would go, but I guess you're right. Let's see because you know why? Because people are shady on the internet, so I don't know how they would vote, but anyway, it's an honor I truly never expected to have, so I'm just happy to be here.
When you go through something like this on a TV show, are you ever like, oh my God, people are gonna freak out when they see this? Like, I can't believe we just did that. This is gonna be the moment that ends up in the Super D's.
Yeah, constantly you're sitting there and on your drive home, you're like, what did I say? What is that gonna be misconstrued? I mean, your brain is working overtime afterwards. So I feel like you just have to, I still have that, but I just try and be like, you know what? It is what it is, and just be true to yourself. But there are definitely those moments where you're like, oh God, that's going in the trailer.
Well, we actually have one of those moments because you shared this clip from a show called Wanna Come In that you did back in 2004. And this definitely is gonna end up in Daily Pop. Take a look at this.
Hey, what's up, MTV? My name's Chrishell. I like to have fun. I guess I would say dark features. I have a thing for, like, dark hair and dark eyes.
Feel this? Oh, yeah.
Mine's bigger.
I had a good time.
All right.
Bye, Kelly.
All right.
What's my name?
The reason why I didn't invite Kelly in is because he didn't even remember my name.
Oh, my God.
The handshake.
The handshake like this.
I can't believe I did that.
Oh, my God.
But I was justified. He couldn't remember my name after a whole date.
You were actually very sweet. Are you from the Midwest?
I'm from Kentucky.
Oh, okay. That's why.
That's why.
We would have slammed the door in his face.
Let me ask you a question. I auditioned for Real World 6 times. I sent in 6 tapes. They never called me. It was terrible. I also tried to sign up for Amazing Race. Was there a reality show that you signed up for, like, buku times and didn't get the call back?
This was the only time I actually went into audition for a scripted show, and the casting director was like, you want to make a couple $100? And I was like, oh, beats, you know, waiting tables. So I did it. So I didn't do that, but I thought about it, but I never actually, like, I feel like, you know, I was always scared of it before.
Yeah.
Selling Sunset has like kind of pushed me into the deep end, but I was always afraid of it before this.
Oh my God. Well, we're happy you're swimming now because I love Selling Sunset.
Love.
Up next, Prince Harry delivers a powerful message that has some celebs in tears. Plus, why he's under fire today. And our new interview with Emma Stone, why she's embracing her darker side. You don't want to go anywhere.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on Digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. Today's Hollywood Minute is all about Prince Harry. Political commentators are slamming him after he described America's First Amendment as, quote, bonkers during his appearance on Armchair Expert. Harry admitted he doesn't fully understand it because he's only been here a short time, but thinks you can find a loophole in anything. Meghan McCain was among those not happy. She tweeted, "We fought in a war in 1776, so we don't have to care about what you say or think." And it's a powerful first look at Harry and Oprah's upcoming mental health docuseries, The Me You Can't See.
All over the world, people are in some kind of mental, psychological, emotional pain.
Being able to say, this is what happened to me, is crucial.
I don't tell this story from my own self-service. I've been through it and people need help.
To make that decision to receive help is not a sign of weakness. In today's world, more than ever, it is a sign of strength.
Treating people with dignity is the first act.
I think it's our natural state to be connected.
Powerful stuff. The Me You Can't See drops Friday on Apple TV Plus. All right, I need to know, what was your initial reaction to the trailer?
This is amazing. This is awesome. And I almost feel bad about what I said on Friday about him telling his story and that it was a bad time. But now after seeing this, when is there ever a good time, to be honest?
And I love you, though.
No, I mean?
Yeah, you've had when you watch this, you feel that pain. And you're right. There is never a good time to share your pain.
No, and I went back and I re-listened to the whole hour and 15 minutes. Dax Shepard does at least an hour on Armchair Expert, and it's a lot to get through. But after listening to him, you know, I really do apologize. I take that back. You know, you should share your pain because you never know what other people are going through. Yeah. And I think, you know, for Prince Harry to sit there and blow up his life and say, because I want to help people, why shouldn't Oprah do the same thing? Why shouldn't Glenn Close do the same thing? Why shouldn't I do the same thing?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I couldn't agree more. I feel like it's one of those things that, you know, I kind of was thrust into it. And it's been one of the, you know, sharing the stuff that I kind of went through was one of the most, the biggest thing that's connected me to so many people. And I think people really love that COVID has kind of gotten rid of that glossy, everything's perfect kind of veneer, and we're all embracing it. It's like, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
I
bet for you too, the healing process probably, you know, from your divorce probably sped up because you were honest and you got it off your chest, and people sent you so much good vibes your way, and you felt like you probably weren't going through this alone.
I think it's like that with everything, with you know, when you lose someone in your life, whether it's, you know, a loved one, something, it's just when you can be open about it and not hide and try and act like everything's okay, you're right. You move through it so much better and more healthy.
Yeah,
I agree. That.
I can't wait to see this, by the way.
Me either.
Like, cannot wait for this. It looks so good. All right, well, over the weekend, I hung out with Emma Stone and Emma Thompson. Okay, kind of. That's a little aggressive. But we did get to talk about their new Cruella movie. Here's what they had to say about going over to the dark side.
How much fun was it to play such a big troublemaker, rule breaker, bad girl?
It was fantastic. I really loved it. I also loved that she's kind of embracing her nature. It's a story of nature versus nurture a little bit. The duality of those characters was really, really fun to explore. And it made playing Cruella, I think, even more fun because she gets to really lean into all of that. And in a way, she gets to act as Cruella. So I got to play her in all different, like, too big, then she finally just really is that person. There was a lot of interesting layers to her, so it was a blast.
Did you ever bring any bad parts of her home?
I mean,
she brought them into the makeup trailer.
Oh, big time.
That was so much fun. And you guys, I know that we have seen billboards for Cruella all over LA. They're everywhere. You cannot escape it. I am telling you, I watched this movie twice. Once for work because I had this junket, and the second time because it was so enjoyable that I had to watch it a second time. If you love fashion, I am telling you, the clothes, the costuming, the hair, the makeup. I've been waiting for a movie to make me feel like I would go back to the theaters to watch it. This is the movie
for me.
Good
for you.
This is the movie for me. I want to see it on a big screen. And Emma Thompson is hilarious in the film. But I have to give props to Emma Stone. Can you imagine playing a Brit opposite Emma Thompson? Like, you know how hard that would be? Emma Stone kills the accent. She's physical in the movie. It's just such a good film. And like, if you love a villain like I do, y'all, Cruella is one of the most iconic villains ever. So definitely check it out. And we're going to have more of the interview on Daily Pop soon. And Cruella will be out on Disney Plus with premiere access on May 28th.
Cannot wait for that. Coming up, Halle Berry claps back at her haters after she's accused of loving her boyfriend more than he loves her from a photo. And can you guess who these two sexy stars are? See if you're right when we come back.
I like that.
Welcome back. Before the break, we asked you if you could identify this famous couple. So who is it? There's only like three couples going out right now.
I know this one's too easy. So you guys see.
I mean, for a second, then I saw the height difference. I thought it could have been Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Could have been.
But that person is too tall.
The hair.
Oh, and he has hair.
It's Megan Fox and her man Machine Gun Kelly. They were out again. God, Megan Fox is hot.
I know. His hair gave it away for me. But yeah, she is so...
Look at that.
It was the smaller waistline for me that gave it away. Machine Gun Kelly is like a Victoria's Secret model. It's weird. It's like super odd. He could literally put on lingerie and make it work.
No, how tall is he, by the way?
I don't want to know.
He's probably like... He's what? 6'5"?
Oh, he's got to be...
He's really tall.
Yeah, probably.
Well,
I have no idea. I'll say, we could talk about it tomorrow because they'll be making headlines again.
Totally.
But somebody who is defending her relationship, unlike Miss Megan Fox, is Halle Berry. She wrote, "We do this thing called whatever the bleep we want on this photo of she and her boyfriend, Van Hunt. When a hater commented, 'I think you love him more than he loves you.' Now, Halle clapped back because she had time. Don't think so, not this time." Do you think that it happens all the time that in a relationship, one person loves another one more? And is that a bad thing?
I think that is a common thing. You know, I think the hard part is finding it where that's not the case.
Yeah, 100%. Or finding it where you're not the person who loves the other person more.
My mom actually advised me. She said, when you're thinking about getting married, make sure that you marry somebody who loves you more. Like, let there not be an ounce of doubt about who loves each other more in the relationship.
So you think Patrick loves you a little bit more? Wow.
I'm not saying that. Patrick. I didn't say that I took her advice. Right. I said that my mom gave me that piece of advice. My mom gave me, I didn't say I took it. Who knows if I took it or not?
Well, did you? I
don't know.
So is it good or bad for a relationship? Look, I'm single. She's single.
Here's the thing.
We're trying to figure it out.
I think you go through phases. I think there's going to be points in time in your relationship where you are deeply passionate about this person. You will do whatever they need, whenever they need it. And I think that that should ebb and flow throughout the relationship. I guess you could work towards equal, but I think there's always going to be times when maybe you love the person more, or you're willing to sacrifice more, you're willing to do more, and then the other person can reciprocate for you in a year or 2 years or 3 years.
I totally get that. You know, for me, I want somebody who's a little bit more ambitious than me.
Because I
feel like I need that to make myself kind of sort, because I'm a very competitive person. I just want to be at the same level as you. So if I met somebody who was a tiny bit more ambitious and a little bit more successful, I would want to climb to meet them and be on their level. So it would keep me on my toes.
That's going to be really hard for you.
Is it?
Yes, that's going to be a very difficult. You're really ambitious.
I'm super
ambitious. How are you going to find someone that has more ambition than you?
Chriselle's sitting right here. If she was a man, I would have just...
Right here.
Yes, because she's ambitious.
No, that's true.
She just bought a house, honey, by herself.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, let me ask you this question. If you post more than your man on IG or social media, does that, like, pull up a red flag for you?
This is a tough one because I feel like, you know, I used to think one way, but honestly, I feel like social media is such a, it can be such a crazy landscape of insanity. So I think it's kind of cool if you meet someone that's not really on social media. Like yes. Nowadays, that's kind of amazing if they're out of the business and they're not on social media. So I don't know.
But what if you met a man who was in the business, you fell in love with him, you were together for about 6 months, you were posting photos of him, but he didn't post a photo of you?
Does he have Instagram?
Yeah, he has Instagram. He's in the business.
Does he post pictures of other things in his life that are important to him?
Like a coffee or like a plant? Yes.
If it's looking as if you're still kind of single, that's a problem.
Yes. That's the problem.
You know, yeah. But if you're just like it's always been about landscapes and you keep it that way, fine.
You know what? I would need a reshare. I would need like a repost on like your story like once a week just to let people know that you and I are together. But I think when you date a celebrity too, the minute you start posting about that celebrity, their friends, their agents, you know, the stylists are like, oh, he's thirsty. Mm-hmm. He's using
it
you.
Gets
he's
messy.
Always, you know, it gets yeah. messy. So you have to kind of sort of watch out. It's a fine line.
Okay.
Well, odds are if you are watching this show, you are a pop culture connoisseur just like us. But what about the people on the streets? Victor Cruz hit up Hollywood Boulevard to play a little Daily Pop quiz.
Which Kardashian sister is dating Travis Barker right now?
Kendall?
No.
You're done.
Kylie?
No.
Kim?
No, seriously?
It's Khloe.
Shut up.
Courtney.
Shailene Woodley is engaged to which NFL star? Here's a hint, it's not me.
Ooh, girl, I don't know the NFL too well.
His team is green. Green and yellow. They also wear cheese heads. On their heads.
For the Panthers.
There we go.
I don't know.
Ben Roethlisberger.
He's also number 12. I'm giving you a lot here, man.
Woodley? Aaron Rodgers?
Taylor Swift just released a re-recorded version of her old album. What is the name of that album?
Swiftly.
Hint number one is the same name as one of her older albums. Do we know it?
The 15.
If you ain't scared of nothing, you are what?
Mad.
Fearless.
Which Sex and the City actress is not returning for the upcoming reboot?
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's not in Sex and the City at all.
I'm gonna say Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker is the main character. There is no show without her, so no, that is wrong.
Cynthia Nixon?
I'm gonna have to go with Kristen.
Kim Cattrall.
I am so happy my job is safe. Still ahead, Amy Poehler comes clean about a Parks and Rec reunion. Plus, would you want unsolicited breakup advice from the lady in apartment 3C? We'll debate after the break. It's time to get serious with a little Dear Daily Pop. Now, when you get a letter that says you were right to hit him with an iron board, you know it's time to listen up. This note was left by an anonymous neighbor urging the resident to dump her boyfriend. Now, the neighbor is tired of their 2 a.m. fights, slamming doors, and the boyfriend's whiny voice. Now, one of two things are true here. Either the couple needs to break up, or the writer needs to mind their own business. Which is it? First of all, sis, good for you for sending that note. Because
I
know it was one of the ladies. And good for you, because you know what? Now that your neighbors know exactly, that you know exactly what they're fighting about, they're gonna start fighting in ASMR. It's gonna be real quiet. Like, I hate your dirty ass.
I'm a kid.
That's what happens.
And nobody wants to fight like that. What's the point of fighting like that? First of all, these people definitely live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Chriselle, you said you've lived in New York before, yep. Justin. You know how thin those walls are.
Thin.
Your business is the building's business. And you know who knows the most in those buildings? The doorman.
Always.
They know the 100%. Comings and go. They know everything. I mean, good for her. And by the way, she just saved her thousands and thousands of dollars in therapy. There's no need to work this out with a therapist.
Yeah.
You're good.
I feel like, you know, we can't really condone violence, but but that being said, it definitely sounds like that's a toxic relationship. Time to cut the cord.
Oh, 100%. By the way, the note shouldn't have told you have to cut the cord. It's the ironing board to the head that should have told you should have cut the cord.
Yeah.
A woman tells Dear Abby that she went through a bad breakup and moved in with her friend's family. Because of the pandemic, her plan to stay for just a few months turned into more than a year. Now her friend says, everything is fine, girl, and you're welcome to stay. But the husband is giving her a different vibe. Is it time to pack up? Or should sis stay until she gets on her feet?
Girl, pack those bags.
You gotta go.
You have to go.
What is your limit on house guests?
It's like milk. However fresh, how long does milk take to start to smell? Same as guests. I'm sorry.
Even if you have a huge house.
I really think it's, if something happens to somebody and it's like a life, you know, like they lost their, something happened, like
yes.
really
yes.
life changing, you know, something. That's a different scenario. But to be honest with you, a normal guest, like, no, figure it out. It's kind of, you know, especially she's married, she has a husband.
She has kids too, I think.
Girl, stay in that house. It is your God-given right to stay in that house. That's why they made squatters right, okay? And first and foremost, sis, it's a year out of your life. Just because your wife is using the excuse that her friend is here, so that's why you can't bump uglies during the day, don't be mad. I feel like if it's a friend, a year out of your life for a 40-year relationship that you get to like spend and help your friend out, I think it's fine, but I'm also like not good with boundaries. I will overstay my welcome any day of the week. I'm from the South.
This is a square footage question. Do you live in sub 1,000 square feet? If you live in sub 1,000 square feet, like Chriselle, you gotta go. Like you get a school night and two weekend nights at my house. That is it. If I live in under 1,000 square feet, yes, for sure.
I saw your new house. Coming up, Isla Fisher opens up about what is really like being married to Sacha Baron Cohen and why it's better to not know about these crazy pranks. Next, we will also look at Liliana's square footage.
No!
5,000 square feet. 5,000 square feet.
It's under 1,000.
Sacha Baron Cohen won the Comedic Genius Award last night at the MTV Movie and TV Awards, and this genius knows better than to tell his wife about his crazy-ass stunts.
What is the problem, officer?
Got somebody that's strapped to the top of your car. So he's in that passenger seat, boss.
Only men and bears are allowed inside car.
Now, Isla Fisher is on the cover of Marie Claire magazine, where she revealed that Sacha refused to tell her about his dangerous pranks while filming Borat. She says, it was hard for me while he was away, but Sacha was very kind in not sharing what he intended to shoot each day. I'm so grateful I didn't know before, so I didn't have to worry. Would you want to know what your husband was up to, or would you not want to worry it at all?
I think it depends. Like, in this situation, having seen this movie, I don't want to know anything about what you were doing. And again, that's his creative, that's his craft, that's his art. So, like, I don't think that I have a place to say, don't do something like this. Like, let him be who he is. You know who you married.
Yes.
But sometimes I think I don't want to know. Like, my husband's, like, a big adventurer, and I don't want to know things about, like, heli skiing and surfing with sharks. I don't want to know that stuff.
Oh, you know, it's so funny. I think she saw the first movie, and she was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and not get questioned by the federal government. So maybe not tell me. And the second thing is, look, sometimes women, y'all could doubt a man's flame sometimes. Cause your man comes with a big idea and you are like, do you think it's smart to go heli skiing right before you have a baby? Or do you think it's smart to go on a limb and start a new company when we're about to go da 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 ba da da da? So I feel like sometimes it's better not to know. Because I don't want to give you my 2 cents because you might feel like I'm trying to like mess with your creative process.
I'm not even gonna say it, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. I am like the practical police, right?
And that's a problem.
And that's annoying. That's real, I'm sorry, Patrick, that's annoying.
Aww. You're also the I told you so girl. How's it going?
Well, I feel like in a normal situation, you know, you wanna be in on what your husband's up to. This is a very over the top, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen, what he does is not your normal husband. So I feel like this is, I get why she would not wanna be involved.
She doesn't wanna get arrested, like Justin said.
My God. Amy Poehler is one of my favorite actresses ever, and she's played some of my favorite female characters over the years, but now she's giving the guys some love and telling us how much fun she's having playing a dude.
Did you take out the trash?
No.
Fold your jammies?
No.
Take your bathy?
No.
Clean your earsies?
No, and I never will. Bye.
Well, you know, I actually relate a lot to a teenage boy, which I don't know what that says about me. I've often played characters that are like little engines that really drive things. And we really wanted to have fun with playing a character that didn't do any of that. slowed things way down.
Real life father of two, Ty Burrell, gets to put his daddy skills to good use, but in a very different way than Modern Family.
Phil Dunphy was actually written for me, whatever that means, sadly as that might be. This character is really fun in a totally, I mean, in that, you know, kind of emotionally very different way. He often just ends up in song somehow.
It's what your agent insisted, so.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We'll be fathers on army bodies.
Duncanville returns for season 2 on Fox with 2 episodes May 23rd. And breaking news, they'll have a Parks and Rec reunion on the show this season.
We really are genuine, loving fans of each other, so we try whenever we can to find ways to work together. So when we put the call out to Aubrey and Adam and Nick, like, they said yes right away, which is great. I mean, we weren't ever in the same room because there's a few people that have some restraining orders out against me, and that's okay, and that's fine, and that's their problem.
Are you saying that each one of them does?
Yeah, they're all different flavors of
order. Oh, yeah. Are they different distances?
Coming up, the good, the bad, and wild from the Billboard Music Awards red carpets past. Can you remember who wore this outfit? Play along in our game next. The Billboard Music Awards are this Sunday, and we're celebrating with a little fashion flashback. We're gonna see if you guys can remember who wore these wild ensembles. First up, this singer won her first Billboard Music Trophy in 1996 for Artist Achievement. Now, she wore this racy getup in 2013. Whose mom do you think it is?
Ooh, okay, it's a mom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the police is coming. Fashion police is coming to arrest her. It's Madonna.
It's Madonna! Yes! Yes!
What's her Lauren?
Ludress.
That's what it is. I thought we had to think of her name.
No!
Okay. Now, the next one is from 05. Who's rocking that yellow sweater? He has 2 songs on the chart. It was Gigolo and Feeling Freaky. He's hosted a lot of competition shows, and he's the father of Dem Babies.
What?
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon, yes!
Oh my God!
We are 1-1, okay. Dem Babies gave it away.
Okay.
All right, this one's from the year I was born. Guess what international superstar wore this to the show in 2003?
Oh.
She is returning to Vegas.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
Yes!
The greatest singer in the world, Celine Dion.
I was gonna get that wrong anyway.
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was Anne Heche. Just love her hair.
Oh, not Anne Heche, international superstar, please,
singing
girl.
Singing in Vegas. I gotta listen, okay.
All right, changing it up here. JC Chazé brought this date to the 2003 show. Now, they might not be the most famous couple matching in denim, but she is a famous actress. She also starred in JC's music video for Blowing Me Up that year. She used to be wilder than Van Wilder, that is.
Oh!
Tara Reid!
That's what I was gonna say, but I think we're wrong.
Tara Reid!
We can split that one.
It's Tara Reid!
Okay.
All right.
Oh my God, they were so pulling Justin Britney denim vibes.
100%. Okay, now what singer stepped out in this cash-covered jumpsuit in the year 2000 when she also won Female New Artist of the Year?
Is this Pink?
This is Pink!
Yes, it is,
everybody.
Wow.
Ooh, that was a good show. You guys, do not forget the Billboard Music Awards are on NBC this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. And our coverage starts at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, right here on E! You do not want to miss it. We have a huge show for you tomorrow. We're talking to Pink, Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade, all 25 members of BTS. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and join us every weekday at 11 on E! Let me get my close-up. Let's do this. Get it.
And you better correct yourself. There are 7 members of BTS because the BTS army will come for you. Literally come for you.